From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Save big money at Menards.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
What's he doing here?
Cut. Darth, you're not in this scene. Darth, look at me.
I'm not.
Nope. See that?
Do
you see your... Right, exactly.
Right. Good.
Darth, you want a donut?
Yum.
Somebody get Darth a donut.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes. Glorious loquacity.
Wait, I don't remember you from the Jedi Temple.
Yes, you do.
Jedi mind tricks don't work on Jedis.
I knew that.
Hello and welcome to episode 66 of Tooncast Beyond, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am one of your hosts, TFG on Mike. Joining me in this ordering of 66 episode is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Prime.
Yeah, that's just prime. Today we are going to be heading to a galaxy far, far away as we celebrate May the 4th. That's right, today is Star Wars Day. And we here at the GCRN and Tooncast Beyond are celebrating by talking about two of the LEGO Star Wars films. The Padawan Menace, and The Empire Strikes Out. So, to set the stage, they weren't the first. There were films and videos based on the LEGO Star Wars been produced since 2005. But these were the ones that I kind of saw first before the other ones. Like, I've never seen The Quest for R2-D2. I've never seen... LEGO Star Wars Revenge of the Brick. So I've never seen LEGO Star Wars Bombad Bounty, where apparently Boba Fett is hired by Vader to go hunt down Jar Jar, which I'm sure every Star Wars fanboy and fangirl cheered at that. But The Padawan Menace was the first one I noticed on Cartoon Network back in 2011. It was an exclusive TV special. It's about the Jedi Academy field trip guide, Master Yoda, who is leading a group of rambunctious Jedi younglings through the Senate chambers when he senses a disturbance in the Force. Summoned to help save the Republic, he discovers that one of the younglings secretly boarded his ship and has a taste for adventure. What was your... Had you noticed, have you seen any of the LEGO stuff before actually watching this one?
I've watched LEGO DC stuff and Marvel, but I've never watched LEGO Star Wars.
See, I've watched...
DC stuff. The Marvel stuff's a little hokey.
Yeah, well, it is Marvel after all. I don't want to get into that argument. That's an argument for another podcast. The LEGO Star Wars stuff is really cool. Most of the time they get voice actors that they can to reprise certain roles, like Anthony Daniels as C-3PO and that kind of stuff. And they even get, you know, like the Clone Wars actors came back to voice the roles like Tom Kane and Phil Lamar and all that stuff. So it's very, very, very cool. This one... was interesting. They basically, what the LEGO Star Wars stuff is doing, folks, is it's taking what we know as the Star Wars sexology, I guess, at this point, since there are 6 total films. Well, 7. So I don't even know what the 7th... it's going to break my brain. But it's taking the original 6 films, 1 through 6, and putting the LEGO spin on them. So in The Padawan Menace, we have this rambunctious kid who just kind of stows away and ends up putting a name tag on himself, and he names himself Ian, of all things.
Yes, I noticed that. The incorrect spelling. I mean, the
Well, it's the traditional spelling. It's not the, yeah, it's not the Steve and Mary spelling. But, you know, in your case, in your case, you kind of had to put the E before the I because the kid would have had the initials ICP.
Yeah. He doesn't need CP.
Ew. Oh, boy. What did you think when you watched this? What were your overall opinions on it? This is basically a 20, a 30. Well,
I wanted to groan.
First 22, huh?
I groaned.
You groaned?
Yes. I didn't enjoy this one as much as the second one.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not. I'm more of a fan of the Empire in general. I'm not a fan of. I'm not really a fan of, like, the only saving grace for me was Yoda. The rest of it, I was like, it was a little cheesy, but it was funny. I think it would be better if I was watching it with Ian, because I myself didn't get that much out of it, this particular one, just because it's, I mean, yeah, the Chancellor Palpatine, where he's wearing the Sith hood, and then, you know, Sam Jackson's character's like, it's a Sith Lord, and then he's like, takes off the hood, and they're like, oh, it's just the Chancellor, and then they're like, yeah. And then he just keeps flipping it back and forth, so that was kind of funny, but, it was interesting seeing Yoda building stuff randomly throughout the thing. I found the droids a little jarring.
C-3PO and R2?
Yeah, more so than anything, because I felt like they were just in there as like a way to move the story along.
Mm. Yeah, they kind of are in this one. There, well, as we go along, because this is just, I can probably come up with a better title, but basically, episode 66 of Tooncast Beyond will be called Lego Star Wars Episode 1: The Menacing Empire Strikes Out. But basically, this is the first of many Lego Star Wars that we're going to be doing, because I have watched the Yoda Chronicles. Those were little short videos that they did late. Like, they weren't the 30-minute feature. They were like 10, basically like old YouTube video length kind of thing. So at one point in the Yoda Chronicles, C-3PO becomes the narrator. But yeah, I mean, in this one, it just seems like they're just there. R2, I kind of forgive, because
I forgive. It's the 3PO that's in there, that, and then the throwaway of the Gungans and the Chewbacca.
Oh, the Gungans. Oh.
Misa thinks this movie sucks. No. That's what the original Phantom Menace, not. I would watch this before the Phantom Menace again.
Yeah.
Other than Qui-Gon. Qui-Gon's a saving grace for that. But
see, I think the producers of this kind of gave Jar Jar an out Padawan Menace, because they started making fun of Boss Nass more in these two than they did Jar Jar.
And Jabba the Butt.
Jabba the Butt. That's funny. The coolest thing for me for Padawan Menace was the running gag, the three-time running gag of Darth Vader trying to come into the scene.
And then George Lucas coming in and going, uh-uh-uh.
Yeah, it's not your scene, Darth. I thought that was hilarious. I like the little adventure that they're sitting out and sitting forth. And I like the whole thing of, your name's Ian? Oh, yeah, right, whoops. And it switches over and we realize that that's Han Solo. I thought that was cool.
I noticed that the uniform changed and
it's one of those things where I'll say this: the Lego animation on the Star, like Lego animation in general for the DC stuff, for the animation for both DC and Marvel is great, regardless of how hokey the Marvel stories can be. The animation all around on all the Lego stuff is amazing, and the Star Wars stuff, it's like they just captured it in Lego form. I mean, the lightsabers look amazing, you know, all that stuff, the blasters, everything. Absolutely loved that. Padawan Menace, yeah, you're right. I do like Empire Strikes Out a little bit more. But Padawan Menace was pretty decent. I think I'll probably give it a 3, 3.5 out of 5. What about you?
I'll give it about that. I mean, it wasn't horrible. I could find worse things to watch than this. It's not like I was grasping at straws to go like gouge my eyes out or anything. It was actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
So I'll give it the 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and see just how many pitches it takes for the Empire to strike out.
You're all under arrest.
Oh, my stars. Han shot first.
Of course I did. It was me or him. Why wouldn't I?
That is a subject of some debate.
All right, folks, it is time. We are back here celebrating Star Wars Day. And on September 26, 2012, oh my God, this came out 4 years ago. A new special entitled Lego Star Wars The Empire Strikes Out aired on Cartoon Network in the United States. In it, Luke Skywalker embarks on a mission to find and destroy the Imperial base on Naboo, but is relentlessly chased by a group of fanatic fangirls who think of him as a celebrity for destroying the Death Star. Meanwhile, Darth Vader engages in a Sithing rivalry with Darth Maul. Try to say that 5 times fast, folks. In order to prove he is the best Sith Lord to Emperor Palpatine, who is constructing the second Death Star. Alright, so what is so cool about the Lego Star Wars stuff, like, I know the Lego DC stuff creates their own stories with the DC characters, and I've seen maybe half a scene of the Lego DC stuff, and eventually we're going to get into that, because I know you like that stuff, but the Lego Star Wars stuff, it's just so fluid, and because it has such a rich history of the original trilogy and the prequel trilogy, and basically Lego Star Wars meshes everything together, and it meshes so well. So many references in this. And then Luke ends up running around dressed as Vader. I thought that was hilarious.
That was pretty funny. And then he had all the fangirls following him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty good too.
And then, well, what he does is with the fangirl thing, did you notice one of the fangirls looks like to be the daughter of Greedo?
Yeah, I think I noticed that.
The green one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I think, is it in this one or the last? I think it's in the Phantom Menace Padawan Menace, I'm sorry. Where someone says, oh my God, Han shot first. Well, of course I shot first. I absolutely love that. And it's one of those things where Empire Strikes Out is such a cool story. They give you the whole, wait for it, spoilers, I am your father. Like, I love all the jokes that they put into this. They take Empire Strikes Back and turn it into one of the best comedy routines.
He's like, I'm going to rock your world. Yeah. He's like, stop it.
Yeah. It's absolutely hilarious. I absolutely love it. What did you like about Empire Strikes Out?
Vader trying to desperately earn the affection of the Emperor, and the Emperor still patting Darth Maul on the head until he screws up, and then Vader destroys Darth Maul and the Death Star, and he's like, that's my boy. And then they do the reverse of A New Hope, where they hand out the medals.
Yep.
And then he gets a medal, and then he shows his face, and they're like, ugh, and then they go over to...
Well, yeah, because previously in that scene, Luke is trying to get away from the fangirl, so he said, hey, ladies, you know what's under that helmet over there?
They show him Hayden Christensen.
and shows a picture, yeah, of Hayden Christensen. And he's like, do you really want to see it? Here you go.
And they chase half a mall.
Yeah, half a mall. I think the coolest part was the lightsaber with him, with Darth Maul.
Mm-hmm.
Like making the lightsaber joke with the 1, 2, and then the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 different things that came out of there. I thought that was really, really cool. What did you think of the Darth Star?
I thought that was stupid, and I was glad Vader destroyed it.
I love
the part where it's like, have it find a Skywalker. Not this Skywalker.
Yeah. I love it that it's the Darth Star. I knew something like that was going to happen. I didn't know exactly what was going to happen, but when the Emperor goes to take care of something and Darth Maul's like, it could use some more red.
And then you knew what he was doing. He was going to...
Absolutely.
The deal.
Yes. Pray I don't alter it any further. Yeah. I love the Lego Star Wars stuff. I mean, like I said earlier, I have watched the Lego Star Wars Yoda Chronicles, but this is the first, like... This is the first time I actually wanted to do this episode for Tooncast Beyond 2 or 3 years ago when the thing first came out, because I'm like, ooh, DVD, yay. This is back when DVD was still popular.
We use those still?
Yeah, apparently so. They're turning into the way of the VHS and the Betamax tapes.
What are those? I know what a VHS is. I know what a Betamax is. I never had a Betamax,
but I had a VHS. But, yeah. Lots. The entire listening audience that's under 30 probably doesn't know.
Go to your local video store and ask them what a VHS is.
What's a video store?
And how much they charge you if you didn't rewind it.
Yeah, I know. Oh my god. You know, that's how the video... This is completely off topic, but that's how the video stores made their money. People not rewinding the tapes, because they'll charge you an arm and a leg. 3PO and R2 were, like, I love the whole tour guide thing for 3PO. I mean, I know that was in Padawan, but just his continual, like, when he starts this one off, I actually screen capped this and put it on Facebook, because in certain states right now in the United States, they're having a whole bathroom debacle, figuring out which person can go into which bathroom.
Yeah, I have an opinion to that, but I'm going to leave it alone.
No. I'm not sitting here trying to get controversial or anything like that about it. And it's one of those things where I really don't want to bring it up because it is such a controversial topic.
Oh, I'm going to bring it up on Alter Geek.
I want to
poke the bear.
You always want to poke a bear. But the funny thing was, this episode, Shark, wow. Where the hell did I get Shark from? Empire Strikes Out starts in the hangar, and they're all getting ready to go after Vader, and they're all getting ready to jump to light speed. So 3PO
is in the question mark bathroom.
No, he's well, no, he's not. He's not. He's in the. They have this series of doors that all have different signs on them. They have male, female, droid, and other stuff. So he comes out of the droid bathroom, realizes that everyone has left him. It's like, Chewbacca? Han? Is anyone here? And you go to the question mark bathroom, and Chewbacca comes out of the question mark bathroom. And I'm just like, oh my god, that so fits into current events right now. And this short, or this film here is, like I said, it came out, Empire Strikes Back, it came out 4 years ago. So, Star Wars predicting the future.
Yeah, you'll like my comment.
Oh, God.
I'm having fun with that.
Oh, God, I'm scared to even look now. What else did you like about Empire Strikes Out?
It was mostly just the jumping back and forth between Luke and Vader, kind of, you know, like where they collided with their TIE fight and the X-Wing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, whoa, that was... And then Vader's like, weird. As they're going in different directions. And then Luke ends up landing with... crash landing into the Death Star... Or the Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
And has a droid. And he's wearing the costume. They're like, Lord Vader, I didn't know you had an R2 unit. And then R2 just zaps him. And then they just... He starts doing the... Da, 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 and his beeping. And his whistles.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of course, where he's on the planet and he tells them to destroy the barracks. And they're like, are you sure? And he's like, I said destroy the barracks. And then they have the AT-AT shoot it.
Yeah.
And then Vader shows up. That's not the real Vader. I am.
Yeah.
I thought it more amusing because it was Vader.
Yeah. I'm just absolutely loving this Lego Star Wars stuff. It's so awesome, fun, and cool. It really, really is. Anything else you want to say about either Padawan or Empire before we rate Empire?
No.
All right, Empire for me. There wasn't anything wrong. I gotta give it a 5. I loved every bit of this thing. What about you?
I'll give it a 4.5 out of 5. I enjoyed a lot of that.
Yep. All right, folks. We're gonna take another quick break. And just so this episode of the podcast isn't just 20 some odd minutes long between the two reviews of the shorts, we're gonna take a quick break on the way back. You know, we're going to pick Doug Abel from Talking About My Generation up. He's stuck on Hoth or Dagobah or something. He's stuck under a swamp somewhere. So we're going to go jump in our X-Wings and TIE Fighters and go pick him up. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Star Wars Day after this.
Luke Skywalker, so pleased to meet you at last.
Don't play nice with me, Vader. You killed my father.
Oh, really? Well, I've got some news for you. News that is going to blow your mind. Here it comes. Right now. Get ready. Spoiler alert. Luke, I am Luke. Stop it. I'm about to rock his world. Luke, I am your...
You young ladies are mobbing the wrong chap.
What?
Lord Vader's much too modest to show you, but behind that evil mask, you will find this.
Touch my chest buttons. I need them to breathe.
All right, folks. We had jumped into our X-Wings and TIE Fighters and Millennium Falcons and all that stuff, and we found Doug. He was stuck under the X-Wing
in the swamp of
Dagobah. What?
I thought he was in orbit of Hoth.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
I was actually trapped in that whole Darth Vader thing. I've been having horrible breathing.
Yeah. So, even though Toon Cast Beyond is all about cartoons, these Lego things are not exactly super lengthy. So I wanted to kind of pad the episode and have the three of us discuss our experiences, if any, with Star Wars Day. For those of you who don't know, who have been living under a rock since 1977, Star Wars Day is May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Steve, have you gone to any celebrations or done anything Star Wars specific in the past years? Okay.
No, I haven't. It's not that I wouldn't, I just haven't.
Okay. What do you think of the overall fandom coming together and celebrating one of the greatest space franchises of all time on one day?
I think it's kind of cool. I mean, I think that that's kind of a nice to have a day like that for, especially something as iconic as May the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
It fits. So it's not like it's straining too hard to hit that achieved title.
Yeah, exactly. What about you, Doug? Have you ever done any Star Wars themed stuff, parties with friends or events, or do they actually have conventions on Star Wars? I don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they do, but I don't know.
Yeah, I have never actually done anything on May the 4th for it. However, that said, I have done stuff at Comic-Con. Whatever it was, I want to say it was last year or something like that. They had Comic-Con fell on the same day that the movie came out, that the original Star Wars came out, and they had this huge blowout thing with Lucasfilm. They had the 501st Legion out there. They had everybody all stacked up out on the stairs outside of the convention center. And it was just this huge thing, and you've got every Jedi and everybody standing out there and just pictures galore. I've done droid hunts that they've had out there for it on that, what Comic-Con considers their Star Wars Day, which is unofficially, it's like the Friday of the 4 days that they do it.
Right.
And that's their Star Wars Day, but it's never fallen on May the 4th because of when Comic-Con typically is.
Yeah, Comic-Con's usually July.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, I think I pretty much fall into the category of Leonard, Sheldon, Raj, and Howard. Basically just marathoning the movies.
You could say it's a trap.
I like...
Depending on which trilogy you watch.
Yeah, that's true. Hurry up, Sheldon, before George Lucas decides to change it again.
Oh, God.
Just absolutely awesome. So we are going to be doing more Lego Star Wars episodes in the future here on Tooncast Beyond. Because most of these are shorts and films, they don't really follow into the season pass because there isn't an actual... Right now, I know there's a series starting on Disney XD at some point this year, a new Lego Star Wars series, but the Lego Star Wars stuff, they're going to be short burst episodes. I'll put them in every now and then, and maybe next time I'll actually have Doug on the actual whole episode this time around. What was your overall impression on... You've seen Padawan Menace and Empire Strikes Out, right, Doug?
No, actually, I have not had the chance to yet. I know.
I'm going to kill you.
I know. I haven't had a chance.
Worst geek ever. Comic-Con denied.
I didn't even know that they had Padawan Menace out, okay? I knew that there were Lego things. But...
Since, like, 2011.
Oh, my God. I feel... Yes, I'm awful. I'm absolutely awful.
Yes. Yes, you are.
I feel like it's a trap.
There's been a great disturbance in the Lego force.
That's right. All right. Thank you for joining us here on Tooncast Beyond. There are so ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website geekcastradio.com. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Shoot us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @ToonCastBeyond is the show Twitter. Mine is TFG1 Mike. You can also follow @GeekCastRadio for all the other network updates. Doug, what is your Twitter?
I am still @SPRZOUT, spurs out.
Steve, what's yours?
I'm STP21.
STP21.
Yes, Stone Temple Pilots 21. No, I'm SCP21.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. You can also search out Doug's show, Talking About My Generation, over there on Facebook as well. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. Coming up next, I'm hoping I can get Inside Out done, and then after that, Home. And then in episode 69, TV's Mr. Neil and I are going to tackle one of his guilty pleasures, Stripperella.
69, dudes!
For now, I am TFG and Mike with...
Steve Megatron Phillips.
And Doug Abel.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
A disturbance I feel in the force. Mistaken, I hope my feelings are. tired of being right all the time. I am.
Darth, there are other people that fit the suit. You know what I'm saying?
No, right. Sorry. It's a wrap!